There was an old maid school teacher one time. They was talking to about this and that. So said, come up on a guy had a roadrunner. He said he's educated, trained, see?
The roadrunner was?
That's what this guy said. Yeah. This old maid says, is that right about that? She says, yeah. He says, yeah. So he says, yeah, he had a string tied on each leg on that roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
He says, now you pull on this string here, he'll raise up his right leg. So, oh my goodness, that's wonderful, she says, you pull on the left string, he lifts up your left leg. Well, what do you do is you pull on both strings. This guy says, well, he'd fall on his candy during the food.
All right. That's pretty good. What was the joke I heard the other day? Oh, I can't remember what it was. But it was kind of like that. It's real funny. I can't remember what it was. Let's see. Okay, so you have a bunch of, so you got some good farmland, you know, and if you have a good yield, one year you say, boy, we sure did raise a big
crop.
Okay. If you get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you might say you did what to it?
Clear the land, though.
Okay. What do you call, like the grass grows up? If you go in and cut it down for hay or something, then it grows up again in the same season, and you can go back and cut it again the same season. What do you call that when you cut it again?
Second crop.
Okay. What do you call old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Just left lying there.
Well, just dead grass, though.
Okay. What do you call a crop that hadn't been planted that year? It just comes up anyway.
Volunteer crop.
Okay. You might say, we raised 40-something of wheat to an acre.
Oh, 40 would be a very good crop. I'll say bushels.
Okay. What'd be a good crop?
100 bushels.
Huh, 10 acre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they could send it all to Russia.
Yeah, right. What'd you think about Earl Butz resigning anyway?
Yeah. I think all the rest of them are resigned, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. That'd be all right with me.
I think old Ford kind of got his tail in the crack, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Good. Did you watch the debates the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had class that night, and so I missed the second one. I watched the first one, but
yeah.
I missed the second one. And so I did.
Oh, that second was good.
Was it?
There's more to it.
Yeah.
But I noticed when they have that debate, every time Ford would say something, you know, old Carter would dash it down there, you know.
Is that right?
And boy, he'd come back at it pretty strong.
I heard he was going to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he did it or not.
Yeah, he done it.
Oh.
Well, Ford did too, but it seemed like he'd get mad pretty easy when Carter put it on him.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like playing ball or anything else, football. You get a guy mad, you can kill him. You can beat him to death.
Yeah, yeah.
You lose your head. Prize, anything. You lose your head, you ain't gonna get nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them.
Okay. Let's see. Comparing how tall you are with somebody, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
Compared to what?
Okay, if you're comparing how tall you are with somebody else, you might say, well, he's not as tall as